You think after all this time I would remember stuff like that? This is Deborah. This is her fourth renewal. Her life has changed in amazing ways. Linda, round two from Wisconsin. She was in the summer renewal. Kirsten says, okay, this is actually my first time in the class. It's my second time on a webinar. Gotcha. Super. Leslie in Alberta, Canada. This is her second time. Leslie, it feels like you've been around longer than that. Maybe you were in other classes. I feel like I've known you longer. Yep, I thought so. Akila, if I've messed up your name, you can let me know. Tasha is in Washington. It's her first time. Jackie says she loves me. Thank you. Cindy, it's my second time. Says I'm going all the way this time. Yolanda, our winner from the spring semester, lost 30 pounds, totally a pace setter. Glorious round two. Welcome back. Cindy in Canada, third time. Carrie is excited to be back for a second time. Susheen, here with my mom. Welcome. How exciting. Mother, daughter. Gigi is here for round two. One of our finalists, if I'm not mistaken. Brazil is in, Eastley from Brazil is here for the second time. Linda, is the screen coming up? Yeah, I'm just welcome everybody. Yeah, the screen will be up in a minute. I knew it, Leslie. Leslie's been in some other classes, but it's only her second renewal. Everyone's excited. Wonderful. Now, I'll check to see if anybody wanted to raise their hand, share a testimony. Any of our alumni, just real short, quick, hey, glad to be back. Let me see if any of our alumni wanted to give a quick testimony. If not, that's okay. Patricia, did you want to share something? I've unmuted you. Did you have a quick testimony? You have to, there you go.
Can you hear me?
I can.
You can. I'm so excited.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I lost 30 pounds and 33.5 inches.
Wow.
And I'm still getting, I'm probably up to 35 now, somewhere in that vicinity, dropped two sizes. And I just want to say, I'm just so excited about this. I didn't know what to expect going in. And I've tried every diet new to me, and you can't even imagine all the diets that I've tried in the last 10 years. And this has absolutely worked because it's changed my heart in so many ways. And the way of eating and the people on the internet just sharing in the group. And I'm just so excited because I have 80 pounds to lose total. And but the one thing I wanted to share real quick, Don, is that I had a tumor back in February that I had cut out. And the doctor told me he would give me a year to live. And I didn't share that openly, but I want to share today that I'm completely clean, healed, and cancer-free.
Wow.
And then I get in the spring program, and I'm like, I don't know what to expect. My cholesterol dropped, like, 50 points. I have, like, this thinner body. My husband's like, can you just stay with Donna forever? I'm like, I just stopped for you, like, no matter what, for the rest of your life. Just keep going. It's amazing.
I love it. We hear that from so many husbands. So many women are here because their husbands say, you're sticking with us. I don't know what you do over there, but whatever it is. And Patricia, are you in ministry?
I've been in ministry for 25
years. That's what I thought.
Me and my husband, we pastored
yep.
the
yep.
church together.
Yep.
And I do travel, and God spoke to me very clear. He said, to do what you need to do
yep.
for the rest of your life, you have to get the weight
yep.
up and the stamina going.
Yep. Yep.
That's
okay.
Really
I love it. Let me pray for you. I'm going to mute you back out and pray for you. So, Father, I thank you for my sister. I thank you that she's only just begun. I thank you that as she, like the shell, you know, it's like the breaker. One of my favorite books, Watchman Nee, the breaking of the outer man and the release of the spirit. It's a great book. You need to read it. The breaking of the outer man and the release of the spirit. And it's almost like a walnut shell. You know, it's like this big, thick shell. And that is breaking off. And then the real you. No, you know, you don't want to eat that nut. Like, that's not tasty, right? That's not the real stuff. That's just like the outer hard shell. That's coming out. And then the new, you know, the you filled with the goodness of God. And people experience you and they get a taste of God. People experience you and they get a taste of who God is and what he's like. So God, we thank you for the miracle that you've done in her life, the release of these 30 pounds. She's been carrying around like a toddler. That's a pretty big kid. Thank you for the healing that you've worked already in her life. Thank you for her testimony today. What a great way to get started. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I knew it. I knew he had a testimony. I knew he had a testimony. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Wynette is here from South Africa. It's her first time being involved in the classroom, but her second renewal. Angela's here saying, are you still in Columbia? Yes, you can tell by all the background noise. rejoicing. Yes, please. Rachel's like, should I introduce myself? Sure, absolutely. People are just letting us know where in the world they're joining us from and how many renewals they've done. And we have an amazing mixture. And if I don't remember to say this later, let me say it now. I want you alumni locking arms with some newbies. I'm going to get to it in a minute, but in case I forget, we want you forming teams of three. And I need my alumni because we have an amazing mix of alumni and new, maybe almost half and half. So alumni, really, you know, the best way to learn is to teach. The best way to make it to where you want to go is to mentor and lock arms with somebody else. Because if you're running a race and you want to quit and you're like, I can't quit. I agreed to help this other person, right? Come on now. This is a great way for you alumni to make sure you make it to the finish line. Make a commitment to one of the new people. Say, you know, you're new here. I've been here before. I've been here twice, three, four, five, six, seven, eight times, whatever. I'd like to lock arms with you and covenant and commit to you. But we're going to make it to the finish line together. I actually, I should start recording this. I actually had an experience like that. I was running a marathon, and I was past the. I really hit the wall at the 20-mile mark, and my feet were just covered in blisters. Like, oh, I had trained in the desert, and then the marathon was on pavement, and that was a really bad decision. So I ran like the whole last, probably by mile 13, I had a bit of blisters. So I stopped and I was sitting by the side of the road and they'd put some Band-Aids on my blisters and they weren't really working. So I was like taking them back off and I'm like, ugh. And this guy that I hardly knew, but I had, you know, met him a couple times in the training, came along. He's like, Donna, you're sitting. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, you've been ahead of me this whole race. I'm like, yeah. He's like, come on. Come on. Let's get up. And I'm like, okay. And we finished together. Yep. So find someone that you're determined to finish with because it really will help you. Okay. So we'll do that class participation thing here where you let me know that you can see the screen. Here we go. Sing it. Just hop on in. Let me know you sing it. We sing it? Judy says, I'm from Michigan, my fifth class. Anne in Quebec, this is my first class. Roberta, okay, I've got a lot of these people. Okay, here we go. I've already read these. I think it scrolled back up for some reason. Sing. Okay, fabulous. Go ahead and record. Well, hey, everybody, it's Donna Parto officially welcoming you to the orientation for the 90-day renewal for fall of 2016. And if you missed the live, you did miss an amazing testimony from Patricia Doty. She's a pastor's wife and been in ministry for decades. And she just shared an amazing testimony that in the prior renewal, she not only lost 30 pounds, but the Lord healed her of a tumor. And God has promised to just do a lot of new things in her life and in her ministry. And a lot of the people who come here to Women's Empowerment University, they don't just want to lose weight. I mean, they think they're coming here to lose weight, and they're really coming here to gain new power, new authority, fresh wind, fresh fire to step into the call of God upon their life. This is not about what you're going to lose, although I'm determined that you're going to lose. It's about what you're going to gain. And in fact, she said she's now, I think she said she's lost now 35 pounds. This is about what you're going to gain. And it's not only about what you're going to gain, it's about what the kingdom of God is going to gain when you show up fully alive, fully engaged, at your fighting weight, ready to do battle at a higher level. It's what all the people in your life are going to gain. Patricia just said, my husband said, listen, I don't care what it cost me. You've got to be in every class at WEU now. You need to stick with this. This is working. And we hear that from husbands all the time. You need to stay with it because it's working. So that was an awesome, awesome testimony to kick off this semester with. And I wish I'd recorded it. I did get it on the audio, which I'll post. So you can listen to the audio, the first 5 minutes of it at least, and hear directly from Patricia. But what an awesome start. So, Father, would you send the Spirit now for Jesus' sake? Would you send the Spirit in a mighty rushing wind to roar through these 90 days? Would you roar through this classroom? Would you roar through these live sessions? Would you come roaring in so that we can begin soaring? Would you come roaring so that we can begin soaring? God told me the watchword for 2016 was to soar to heights unseen in 2016. And this year ain't over yet. It's not over yet. We got September, October, November, December. Who are you going to be on New Year's Eve? Because last New Year's Eve, you weren't feeling too good, were you? Last New Year's Eve, you were like, I got to make that resolution again. I got to lose the weight, right? Who are you going to be on New Year's Eve? We got to start thinking about this. This class is going to take us into December, right? Heading into the holidays, heading into the new year. Let's finish this year strong. Let's walk into that promise that God gave for 2016, that we are going to soar to heights unseen. And you know how we're going to do that? Because a mighty rushing wind is going to come pouring into our midst. That's what I'm believing for. He's going to roar and we're going to soar. That's going to be the deal. This 90-day renewal is about getting healthy in spirit. Soul and body. It's about you getting on fire for God and the whole world coming to watch you burn. You know why Yolanda won last time? You want to know what her big strategy was? Time in his presence. Began her day. I believe it's our commitment. I'm just going to spend my first hour in God's presence, praying in the Spirit, being filled with him. Drop 30 pounds. Keep it simple, people. Keep it simple. The answer to everything, pretty much, is time in his presence. Get on fire for him and let his Spirit burn off all those things in you that need to go. Because you could be 10, maybe 15 pounds overweight. I'll push it to the outer perimeter. This is further than I think I should go, but I'll push it maybe to 20. I won't push it any further than that. I think you could be 10, 15, max 20 pounds overweight simply because of a problem in the mechanics of your body. It's possible. Possible. Beyond that, no way. It's spirit and soul. Spirit and soul. We have to address spirit and soul. Yeah, you're 5 pounds overweight. Okay, maybe your metabolism slowed down because you're in menopause. But the vast majority of us, and I ask this question on all of the Seven Secrets webinars, I always ask, what do you think it is? And the overwhelming majority say, I'm an emotional eater. That's it. And that's what it is for most of us. And as God begins to work in our spirit, Our soul is going to come into alignment next. Our mind, our will, our emotions, those are going to come into alignment. And then our body is not going to have a choice. It's going to have to get with the program. That's it. It will have to cooperate with what's happening in our spirit and soul. That's my fundamental belief. That's my fundamental belief. Having said that, I think you should, you know, I want you to take care of your body. So we're going to talk about that too. So anyway, so that was welcome. Did I remember to pray? Yes, I prayed. Okay, good. This is the orientation. We used to dive in because this is 90 days. This is a marathon, people. And we used to start, you know, today would be day one and people would just have a nervous breakdown. So now what we do is we build in a week of orientation. So it's actually the 97-day renewal, but it doesn't really have the same ring, so we still call it the 90-day renewal, even though it's 97 days. So we're going to give you a full week to get up, get situated, make friends, find out where everything is, get your book if you're in the United States or Canada. We're shipping you books. If you're outside, if you're in Europe, Latin America, Australia, we just can't get a book to you. We've tried. It's just not practical by the time it gets there, you know. We'll give you access to the ebook version, so you'll have that. So to get familiar with the book and the basic principles and how things work, so you've got a full week to just breathe and get on board. We call it the SS Renewal. Get on board the SS Renewal. And then next Monday will actually technically be day one of the 90 days. So how many of you just heave a sigh of relief right there? How many of you are already excited, like, okay, great. Okay, I feel better already. I'm just going to cover a couple things. I want to introduce you to your servant leaders for the fall of 2016. We have the fabulous genius Dr. Kristen Jacobson. She is our health advisor, a genius as far as the human body. She believes that God created the body to heal itself, and as far as possible, if we give it what it needs, that it'll do what God designed it to do. So she really has a great sense of what God's food can do, and we're really blessed to have her. And she will answer your questions, but let me tell you this. We have a whole team of people. I mean, she's a busy doctor with her own medical practice. So please don't tag her in a question. If you have a medical question, just put it up. One of our other leaders who've been here, you know, they've been here 8 times, they can answer it for you. If they are stumped, they will tag Dr. Kristen and say, we need you. You know, this is one we've not heard before, and we need your insight. We will also have Dr. Kristen do a live session, a Q&A, where you can kind of try to stump Dr. Kristen. It's not going to happen because no matter what you ask her, she'll know the answer. And next we have Katie Evans, who's in charge of the Barnabas Ministry, which is all about encouragement. She is going to help you find a group of 3 people. I'll say more about this in a minute. She's going to help you form yourselves into a group of 3. You're like, I don't know who to team up with. Katie's going to help you. And she's also going to be sharing encouraging testimonies throughout the semester, especially in the first few weeks, from prior alumni to spur you on. And she's going to be collecting your testimonies to share with future students. So she's all about Barnabas, all about encouraging. So she's the person to look to if you're like, I don't have an accountability partner, or I hope this doesn't happen, but if your accountability partner disappears, let her know that you need encouragement and she may be able to join you up with another group and et cetera. Then we have our Kitchenista. This is Sherry, really super good friend of mine. I met Sherry in Fiji where she was staying at the Koro Sun Resort. And actually, she and her, I guess her boyfriend, you know, we're adults here, but her special man in her life are developing a brand new resort on the sunny side of Fiji. And we are hoping to have a live event in her new resort in a couple years. But meanwhile, she is going to be setting the pace and showing you how to have fun with God's food, how to have fun outdoors, getting exercise. I mean, she just is so vibrant and so beautiful, and she's into health and beauty, but all from a natural perspective. And we're hoping, this isn't official yet, but we've been trying to move in the direction of health and beauty boot camps that will be live events. And Sherry is going to be helping to spearhead that along with Rennie Ling. So just stay tuned for more details about the live health and beauty boot camps. And Sherry will be a big part of that. She'll be sharing recipes. We've got so many recipes. She'll be sharing those and just encouraging you to make it fun. This is the first person you probably meet when you come to WEU for the first time, Tina Croft. She is our shepherdess. She is the finder of lost sheep. So if I mean, I don't even know how you found your way here, but you can't find the Facebook group and you can't find the website and you're lost. You can't find something. There's Tina. She is the one looking for you. She has a list of people who registered, and she's getting you into the Facebook group. And if you're not here, she's going to come find you if she can. So she's a great lady. Brilliant, brilliant woman. Next, we have our classroom facilitators, Judy Maximum. She's the Maximum. Judy Maximum has been part of this university for ages. It feels like forever, Judy. And she's also a Christian counselor and just so encouraging, so uplifting, so diligent. She's here day in, day out to answer your questions. And she'll also be sharing infographics. Kristen Reed is also a minister and a preacher and a writer. And we're just thrilled to have her. She's also a creator of infographics, very artistic. And she will also be in there pretty much, you know, one of these ladies is going to be on call pretty much all the time to answer your questions, to encourage you, to help you, to lead you, to guide you. Jackie Duplessis is a new member of the leadership team this semester. She was new at WEU last semester. She's from New Zealand, and God did such a work in her life. And even though she wasn't part of the leadership team, she was a leader. Just a natural born leader. And I think she, like Sherry, is going to be setting a great example of how to make it fun. She's training for a half marathon, and God's working in her home and in her marriage. And it's just been so exciting to see. Great encourager. Excited to have her part of the team. Renny Ling is one of my best friends. How she puts up with me, I can't imagine. But we've been through it all. We met on a mission trip to Turkey. I think it's like more than a decade ago. And she's my prayer partner and one of my very best friends. She will be heading up the prayer team this semester along with Sharon Smalley. Many of you recognize Sharon Smalley's name from the webinar. Remember, I shared her poem about how God used this group in her life to encourage her and lift her up. And Sharon will have to remind us how much weight she lost. I want to say it was 22, it was in that 22, 25, 30 range, but she was also one of our finalists in a prior semester. So these are your servant leaders, an amazing group of women, and we're so happy to have them. Now, here's the question. I've been praying about this. Do you want information or do you want results? You're like, well, I'd like both. But if you could only pick, if you could only have one or the other, which do you think you would prefer? To come to the 90-day renewal and get a lot of information, or to come here and actually get results? Type it in. Which one do you want, information or results? I'm waiting. I think you want results, right? You came here to discover God's solution, but mostly to finally get healthy in spirit, soul, and body. You want results. You want more energy. You want to lose weight. You want God to do a work. You want results. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to take you to the website, and I'm going to really ask you to just not even look at half the information there. More than half. Don't even look at it. If you're new, I don't even want you to look at it. I want you to follow my lead on Mondays. I'm going to make this so simple for you. This semester, I'm laser focused on one thing, results. God changing your life, period. That's what I want you, right before we went live, we had two students from last semester share they lost 30 pounds. So Yolanda, 30 pounds. Patricia, 35 pounds, 90 days. Results. So we get to keep it simple and get back to basics. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a big announcement. Alumni are going to fall on the floor. From this semester onward, this is the last semester that you're going to get access to all the pre-recorded content. Starting next year, we're not going to do that. Everything that's listed under weekly, it's going to be locked up and put into an archive. because it's too much information. It's too much. This is also the last semester. In fact, if you've got some friends, go get them right now. This is the last semester that people will get lifetime access to the 90-day renewal course materials just for enrolling one time. That will be ending in 2016. As of 2017, we will be shifting to a club model so that when people are in the club, they'll have access to the website and the resources. When they leave the club, they won't. Yeah, that's to keep people in the club, because we've noticed people go through 90 days like, okay, great, I'm all set now. I have all this information. I have all the information, lifetime access to the information. So I'm all set. Information doesn't change your life. It's great information. You know what changes your life? Accountability. Being part of the club. Having people spur you on. So we're going to be making that shift in 2017. This is a club. This is a group. We're in this together. We're encouraging each other. It's about relationships, and it's about results, not about information. So I mean this sincerely. I love to teach. So I've taught all this material. And I don't want you to even look at it, because you have lifetime access to it. So anytime you're just hungry for information, you can go to that course website forever until Jesus comes back and get a little information fix there. And you'll enjoy it. But really what you want is results. And the results happen in the context of relationships and accountability in the presence of God within the classroom and on these live sessions. That's it. So two big announcements right there. Keep it simple. I was praying about this all weekend. How can I keep this simple? How can I keep it simple? Read and follow the book. We had people lose 90 pounds in 90 days, and all they had was pretty much the book. Read and follow the book. We're going to get that into your hands. Should be on the way. Some of you maybe already have it. It's on the way. Again, when do we start? We start next Monday. And I'll show you in a minute. We put the first 10 pages of the book on the website. So that'll get you through like 3 weeks from now, 2.5 weeks. Read and follow the book every day. There's little checklists. Okay, have your lemon water, check. Take a walk, check. Read the Bible, check. Read and follow the book. Honestly, if you don't do anything else but read and follow the book, it's going to change your life. Drink half your weight in water in ounces every day. Now, you've got to use some wisdom. I mean, we have people who weigh 300, 400, 500 pounds. You can't drink that much water. But get as close, you know, drink a lot of water. That's kind of a helpful guideline, but you want to use wisdom. Does that make sense? And if you can have half of that water before noon, so much the better. Get up and start drinking water, 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 water. A lot of times you think you're hungry. You're not hungry. You're dehydrated. Dehydration is really serious. Dehydration makes you confused. You wake up in the morning, you're like, I'm not a morning person. You're a dehydrated person. I'll say it again. You don't think you're a morning? How many of you don't think you're a morning person? Just go ahead. Me, I'm not a morning person. Go ahead. It's not that. You're a dehydrated person. You haven't had anything to drink for 8 hours. And that's assuming you had a big glass of water right before you went to bed, and you probably didn't. So you probably haven't had anything to drink for 8, 9 hours, 10 hours. You're dehydrated. Dehydration leads to brain fog, sluggish, dizzy. Water, 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 water. As much water as you possibly can. As early in the day as you can. Because you're dehydrated and you mistake, a lot of times we mistake thirst for hunger. We think we're hungry and we're thirsty. Make that first glass with lemon. I shared this on the webinar. Everybody loves this. It will become such a wonderful tradition for you. Make your little lemon water. Get to your prayer place. In fact, that'll be our first challenge. I should have included that. That'll actually be the week one challenge, but you should get a jump start on that. Find a place in your house where you can meet with God. One of my leaders, classroom facilitators, go ahead and post that up right away. That first challenge is to have a specific place where you're going to meet with God each morning. And what are you going to do when you meet with God? You're going to open your book and read the book. Take your lemon water with you. And we want you to share pictures, and we'll have prizes, and those will be coming up. Let me just say this. Be sure to take a before picture. Take a before picture. And we'll have a contest. That'll be next week. But so just so you know, take a before picture, and then you've got 2 weeks, I'm giving you a jump start, to transform that place into the best place in your house or the best place outdoors where you are going to meet with God every day. You're going to have an appointment. Tengo una cita. You're going to have an appointment. I have an appointment. Tengo una cita with God. And that's first. You can't miss it. You have an appointment. Can't miss that. You get your lemon water. You got your book. You got your time with God and your new happy little place that you've made. That right there will change your life. And then if you're like, oh, I don't like water, have infused water. We have so many recipes. I'll have my kitchenista and other leaders can share. You know, put some cucumbers in it. Put some lemons in it. You know, put some strawberries in it. You know, whatever you want. There's so many different things you can do to make the water more interesting if you want to. Put it in a pretty jar, a glass jar. They have special infused water jars now. Buy a pretty glass that you're only going to use for your water. Make it special. Make it pretty. Unless you're a man, then make it handsome. I'm trying. If you just do these couple things and you do these every, if you did that for 90 days, got up and really read that book, which is filled with the Word of God. It's filled with the Word of God. And the anointing of God is upon it. All you did was get up in the morning, get your water, get your prayer place, and spend time in the book, in God's word. That right there would change your life. But you got to do it every day for 90 days, little bits with consistency. This will change your life. And then number three, dramatically increase your intake of vegetables. The number one question I get here in the early days is, Donna, when you say eat as many vegetables as you possibly can, do you secretly mean I can't have anything else? That's the number one question I get. And the answer is, when I say eat as many vegetables as you possibly can, what I actually mean is, drum roll, eat as many vegetables as you possibly can. Then if you've got room left over to eat other things, okay. But your goal is to dramatically, intentionally, proactively increase your intake of vegetables. And when I say vegetables, I don't mean a broccoli casserole with 5,000 pounds of cheese and cream soup, right? Vegetable, and then some of you are like, oh, no, that's the only vegetable I like. When you say vegetable, do you mean like a potato with like bacon and cheese and sour cream? I mean like salads. One of the things we do a lot here, and again, this is, we're getting a little bit ahead. We do like salads in a jar, like once a week. Make all your salads in a jar. And they really do keep fresh. That's an easy way to get a lot more vegetables. Fresh, not cooked. We see people overcooking their food. It's a big problem. Overcooking their vegetables until there's no vegetables left in them. So we don't want to do that. Salad in a jar. Probably the easiest way to do that. Another really easy way to do that is with a vegetable soup. We love the cabbage soup. We have other soup recipes. You can do it however you want. And Sherry will be setting the pace on that. And I know, Jackie, you've done well with that too, with the infused waters and other things. So just if you were to just do those three things during this orientation week, and really, it's kind of four, isn't it? Read and follow the book, but where are you going to be reading and following the book? In your little place where you're going to meet with God. So kind of getting yourself situated and set up with a prayer place, a place to meet with God. Could be indoors, could be outdoors, could be a closet. Doesn't matter. Make it fun. Make it interesting. Okay, does that help? Are we off to a good start? How many of you like this? You could see that this, if you did this every day for 90 days, it would change your life. Just this. And the next thing I want to tell you is that I want you, and I mentioned this already, we want you to form yourselves into renewal accountability groups. In the past, we've done teams of two, but here's the problem. How many of you can guess what the problem is? If one person flakes out and doesn't follow through with their commitment, it's over. I mean, it's sad that that would happen. One would hope that if you make a covenant and a commitment. And I think I might put together some phraseology on this that I want you to speak to one another. You know, I covenant with you, I purpose with you, to you, I commit to you, you know, that unless there's a volcano in my, you know, in the house next door, unless there's a volcano in my neighborhood, or a earthquake, or a flood, where the sky falls, I'm making a commitment to you that I'm going to walk this journey for 90 days. Not just when I feel like it. But I've made a commitment to you. It's better to have a partner than go it alone. So I want you to form yourselves into teams of three. Alumni, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you to step up and step out. And you're like, wait, Donna, I just want to take the class. Do you just want to take the class or do you want results? Because if you want results, I'm telling you how to get them. Lock arms with someone else, two other someone else's. Pray together, praise together, press on together. This can look however you want it to look. Do you want to text each other? Do you want to Facebook message each other? Do you want to get on the phone with each other? Do you want to meet up together? I don't care what you want to do. But I want you getting together in teams of three. And I'm putting KD in charge of helping you ladies organize yourselves. Just network on the Facebook group. Remember the seven secrets for weight? We're going to call it weight release because we've decided words have power. So if you lose something, you immediately go look for it and try to find it again. So now we're saying release. You know, you let it go and it doesn't come back. Right? Recognize your body is on the front line of a spiritual war. That's why we fight it with spiritual weapons. That's why we're going to have prayer calls and I'm going to be praying for you. We did an hour of prayer this past Saturday. It was so powerful. And most of you heard the story. This woman was like trying to decide like about changing ministries, going to a new ministry, doing a new thing. And I started praying for her. And I'm like, get to the top of the mountain. Get to the top of the mountain. You've got to get to the top of the mountain. And later I found out the name of the ministry she was thinking of moving to was The Summit. I love it. How fun is that? So we're going to fight this, and we're going to give you some powerful spiritual weapons. We're going to do the curse-breaking prayer and some other things. We'll see. Do it for something more significant than a scale or a dress size. I'll tell you right now, you got to get in touch with that why that makes you cry. Would love for you to come on and share that on the Facebook group, by the way. Understand the battle is waged. It's won or lost in your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, the way you're thinking, the decisions you're making. The emotions you're indulging, not your body. Stop depleting your limited supply of willpower. Each week, I'm going to give you another tip that really doesn't require any willpower. Lemon water. Start with that one. Doesn't require any lemon water. Just have a lemon. We've got to overcome those emotional eating triggers. Critical to lifelong weight management. We're going to press in on that. Submit your request for prophetic prayer and also put your prayer request in the intercessory prayer room. Wow, we are running out of time. Does anyone know how that happened? Someone let me know where I lost all that time. Maybe we can find it and bring it back. Number six, when it comes to exercise, little bits with consistency will take you further than fits and starts. We want you getting up, and let's build to this, having a daily walk, 7 minutes out, 7 minutes back. Start walking. And we'll share other ways that you can incorporate more exercise into your life throughout the day. Biblical fasting, we'll do a teaching on that week four. I'll delve into the different types of fasting and we'll begin incorporating that into the group. This is just for the alumni. I wanted to let you know that I've decided to make a change here. We have this special, it's today only. It's today only. I know it sounds like an infomercial, but wanted to let especially my alumni know. I was going to do the presence of God first, And I was going to do that in October. I'm not going to do that first. Okay. I'm going to move that class to February for a bunch of reasons. Most of all, because I woke up the other day and God said, Donna, don't do that in October. Do it in February. So that's the main reason. So we're actually, this three-class deal, it will start in November 1st. So the reason I'm telling you this is that you'll then, September, October, you will be well into the renewal, and you might be able to take this on. That's why I'm telling you this. It's up to you. You know what you can handle. New timers, no. First timers, no. But alumni might be able to pull this off. So that in November, you'd be doing the Beyond Breakthrough led by Deanna Allen. And that's about healing and deliverance. And then in December, getting ready to see your family and all the people who hurt your feelings and make you crazy. We'll do the special blessings prayer. And then in February, I'm going to be leading a 10-day fast and doing the presence of God. And I'm going to be restructuring that a little bit. Some of it now is old audios, really old audios from 6-7 years ago. And I'm going to redo those as webinars and freshen that class up a little bit. So just to let alumni know, you might now, in view of that little change, you might want to get on board with this. It's today only, donnapartow.com/reward. But if you're new to the renewal, you get your hands full. Okay, now I want to jump over here, and I want to show you the website. And just want to show you a couple things. The first thing I want to show you is that you should have seen this page. But this is a brand new system, and let me tell you, people, oh, wow. Yeah. Someday it's going to make my life easier. Someday. Ain't going to be this day. Wow. You should have seen this. Wait, stop. Super important. But if you didn't see it, I will post this link. In fact, I already did. The membership site, the login is right here, womensempowermentuniversity.com. If you are in the U.S. or Canada, we want to send you a free book if you are a first-time student, if you registered during the regular enrollment period at the $197 price, if you are an alumni or an alumni friend and family and you enrolled during the pre-registration and paid, that's your gift. You paid far less than full price, right? So your gift is the friends and family discount. That's your gift. We will not be sending you a book. Why? Because we gave you the alumni price, assuming that you already have the book because you're an alumni, right? So alumni or alumni friends and family who got into the pre-enrollment period, the book is not included. Does this make sense? Because this is a gift, and you already got your gift, which was the friends and family alumni discount. Okay? Does that make sense? But we need your mailing address, and you would be surprised how many people just gave us their street address. Quite a few. We can't mail to you just your street address, right? We need your full shipping address. If you're outside the United States, you'll be able to click here and download a PDF, and you'll need the password insider. Hopefully, you've all joined the Facebook group. Click right here, join, request to join, and we try to approve those as quickly as we can. If you have any trouble, get in touch with our shepherdess, Tina. You should have received confirmation from our webinar service, Go to Webinar, letting you know what time it is in your own time zone. And then they'll send you a reminder 1 day ahead and 1 hour ahead. Most of you are, you're here, right? But we're recording this, so some people may not have it. If you can't make it live, no worries. We will record them. So I'll close that out and then come here. I should have shown you this. Anyway, well, let's go this. If you are having any problems getting onto the membership site, we'll post all these links for you. Go to fill out this form right here and let us know what the problem is. This is for alumni, especially if you're missing old classes or you've got multiple accounts, you've got some other problem. Let us know what the problem is. And you know, 38 people have problems. And our web guy will do his best to help you as quickly as he can. This is the form again. It's referenced over here, but this is the actual form that you will fill out. Your full name, your full shipping address needs to be written here, not just your street address, okay? We need your full address and your email in case we have any questions. Fill this out, and we will send you a book. I don't want to dive too deep into this, but a lot of people are like, Donna, we like the book. It gives us general guidelines. I mean, you get the book, you'll see what I mean. But we would like, we just want you to tell us exactly what to eat every day. Now, not everybody is like this, but we've discovered that there are X number of people who are like, you know, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to figure it out. I don't need just general guidelines. Just tell me exactly what to eat when, exactly how to make it, what the ingredients are. Just give me a piece of paper that tells me what to eat, and give me a grocery shopping list that I can take to the store, and you know, here's my list, get this stuff, come home, this is exactly what I'm going to eat for the week. I have resisted this for 16 years. This is the first time I've ever done this. 16 years. I'm like, no, I don't know, because it's not about what you're eating, it's about what's eating you, and I don't want us to get off on a tangent. Nevertheless, if you want to lose weight, you have to change the way you eat. And we're going to try this semester. I hired a nutritionist, very, you know, talented nutritionist, top of the line lady from Australia. And she put together an exact menu, an exact shopping list. And if this makes you happy and you feel like you need this level of guidance, then this is here for you. I have always said for 16 years, little bits with consistency. And you'll see in the book, I advocate gradual changes. Start by just having some lemon water and changing what you have for breakfast, and do that for a while. And then add in a healthier lunch and see how you do. And so we have kind of a gradual incremental approach. You'll see that in the book. If you're comfortable with that, you know, I kind of like that approach. I wrote the book that way. But if this would make you happy, and I'd be really curious to know how many of you like this idea. Donna, and just put, Donna, just give me the shopping list. Just give me the shopping list. Just tell me what to do. I paid you, just tell me what to do. I really am curious. How many of you are that way? And we will get this to you, this piece of paper. We'll give you this link. And it's on. We're going to have a whole tab on the website. Our web guy took the weekend off, but it really should be there. So we will have a tab. Here we go. This is the website, womensempowermentuniversity.com. You'll click your login right here. Click login. I'm already logged in. Howdy, Donna Parto. Hi. So you'll log in. And then under here, it'll tell you which classes you're enrolled in, including the 90-day renewal. Okay? Then you click here, 90-day renewal. We love this, super chivity, super cool. We need to add, it'll be a tab here that says recipes. It should have been done by now, and I personally am glad that we have this orientation because I need it too, right? One of my leaders remind me, Donna, he forgot to add the tab for recipes. So that'll be like here. And we will put up links to all the recipes. A lot of them have been developed by, you know, prior students and approved. All of our recipes are approved by Dr. Kristen, that they fit with the 90-day renewal eating guidelines. They're healthy. It's God's food. And we'll have a tab right here that says recipes, and you'll be able to click that button, and you'll be able to, if it makes you happy, download the total week eating plan for the week. And the shopping list, go to the store, get the list, make the food. That's what you're eating. And give it a try. You want to do it this week? Great. You want to wait till next week? Fine. Make yourself happy. You'll find that I say that all the time. The biggest thing that hinders people is the all or nothing mentality. What I say is just be here for 90 days. Can my alumni give testimony to that? If you spend 90 days in this anointing, 90 days in the presence of God, 90 days starting your day with God in the book, 90 days drinking a ton of water, 90 days eating as many vegetables as close to the way God made them as you possibly can. If that's all you do, 90 days being encouraged by two other people, if that's all you do, that will change your life. That's it. I mean, really, honestly, you don't even need to look at any of this. But we've done this for the first time this semester because we think it'll make people happy and we like to make people happy. I know I'm running along today. We're already just about at the top of the hour. But let me just show you a couple things. Isn't this beautiful? We have worked so hard on this. You have no idea. This has been my full-time job. I'm supposed to be a missionary. I'm really trying to be a missionary here in Columbia. This website has been my full-time job. By the way, this is the classes. See, home, my count, my classes. I am enrolled in all these classes. See, that's super fun. Whatever your classes you're enrolled in, they'll all be listed right here. Super chevy. Okay, let me show you the important things. Your prayer requests. This is for prophetic prayer. You fill out this form. Where's the form, Donna? It's populating. It's thinking. There it is. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You may have to scroll a little bit, but there it is. And you hit submit and submit your prophetic prayer request. And then I might just say, get to the mountaintop, get to the mountaintop. And then find out you're thinking about going to a new ministry called The Summit. So there you go. And then you're like, I think that is what God wants me to do. So you can submit those anytime you want. We also, that would be a good time to jump over to the, I'm clicking return to the main. Donna, you clicked the wrong button. Meant to go back to the main 90-day renewal screen. The Facebook group is right here. Click that button. Takes you to the Facebook group. For the fall renewal, click this button. And most of you are already in it. Oh, we got two people who want to join. Stephanie wants to join and Joanne want to join. Welcome, ladies. And here is the prayer room right here. Actually, the prayer room has disappeared. I will have to fix that. Not sure why it's doing that. Did I lose? We don't know why the prayer room disappeared. But again, I'm really glad that we have the orientation. But the prayer room should be in there in the Facebook group. And we ask that you put your prayer request. This is for me to pray for you. And I'm the only person who will ever see it. These prayer requests that you post here, I'm the only one who will ever see those. And I personally will pray prophetically for you on live sessions. Whereas in the Facebook group, that's intercessory prayer. And Rennie and Sharon will be praying over those. And you can post those 24/7. What else do I want to tell you? I want to tell you, if you're an alumni, don't press this button. I mean it. If you're a first-time student, I hope I didn't say that wrong. Alumni can press it. If you're a first-time student, don't press this button. Don't look at this training. Don't do it. It's too much. Join me once a week. It's plenty. These are recorded from prior semesters. You don't need it. Stick with what God is doing now. I really had actually blocked this off so that if you're new at WEU, you couldn't even see this page. But then people were submitting, hey, I keep clicking weekly training and it says I have to give you more money. What's wrong with you, Donna? Are you greedy? And people were confused. I am so tempted, and I may just go back and do it. And block this off unless you're an alumni. I mean it sincerely. Don't look at this. It will overwhelm you. Facebook group. Here's the book right here. We will be mailing it to you if you're a new student. But it, while you're waiting for the book to arrive, click that button and you can read the introduction. Very important to read the introduction. I would do that. I don't like the pink background. We told him to change that. But so there's the introduction. Here's day one. I think you get the idea, right? Day one, day two. See? And you can read the first 10 days of the book. I would definitely read that introduction to get the idea. Back to the main screen. I hope this is helpful. Giving you kind of an overview of the membership stuff, what you need to know. It's kind of some basic information. Here's the FAQs. You can read those on your own time because we're running so late. Contest rules. You'll want to enter the contest, and maybe you can be the grand prize winner, 30-minute prophetic encounter with me, and I need to schedule two of those, $250 Visa cash gift card, and 90-day renewal classes for a year. You can get inspired by prior winners. All these testimonies are incredible, and I really need to add more. We have so many more. I need to update that. So that's about how to enter the contest. It's under the What You Need to Know tab. The FAQs are here. And I usually go over those, but I'm not going to do that today because we're already running along. But these are the, you know, what's the password once you're in here and all this stuff. So you could look at that on your own time. You've got the weekly training, which I'm begging you to ignore if you're a first-time student. Prayer request, if you need support, press this. FAQs are here. Anything else I want to show you? I don't think so. I think that's it. We're back to the renewal screen. Let me just see. The live sessions, you made it here. So that's good. You come on here and you are in the fall 2016. So you're going to, if you're an alumni, summer renewal will be posted probably within the next week. Spring renewal is already there. Summer renewal, I'll get to that within the next 2 weeks because we finish up tonight. And then fall 2016, you just click that. If you did not get a confirmation from GoToWebinar, and I mean, you're here, so obviously you did, but I'm recording this. So if you didn't, then you click this button and you can re-register. And I also want to show you, because I get a lot of emails saying, well, what time is it where I am? It says right here. I didn't understand that. I get it all the time. Show in my time zone. Just click that button and it'll show you what time it is where you live. Okay? And it'll show you all 14 of these sessions. And it'll even, after you submit this, it'll let you add it all to your button. I mean, to your calendar. So that's pretty super chevede. And I like this. He added this. Isn't this beautiful? Super cool. All the classes right here. Ta-da! Is there anything else? I think that's it. That's probably all I want to tell you. Prayer requests, support, FAQs, live sessions. So, yeah, I'll post all the replays, like right after this session. All the replays will be posted right here on this same page. Okay? And I'll post the video, I'll post the audio, I'll post the slide deck. All of that will be right here. And I think that that's all I need to tell you, unless one of my leaders tells me that I forgot something really super important. Supplemental materials. Again, if you're new and you've got your hands full, don't worry about it. But these are kind of nice. I love these affirmations. I personally think it's the most underutilized resource here at the renewal. We have one, a video with the affirmations. We have an MP3 that you can listen online.
Hi, this is Donna Parteau.
A lot of people report that these help with insomnia. Could use this during your soaking time in the morning. Just soak in the presence of God. You can download them as a print document in English or in Spanish. And then here's all the scripture memory verses. Again, you can listen online.
Here are the scripture memory verses from Becoming the Woman I Want to Be.
Okay. You can download that MP3 onto your own electronic device. I would ignore this. If you are first time, don't even touch this. First time, don't even touch it. But if you're an alumni, you know, maybe you want to get more serious about memorizing the scriptures, and here's some really great tools. Linda is back. I think Linda's back. No, Linda not back this semester for that. If you want to focus on scripture memory verses, you can do that. But again, if you're first time, the only thing I would do as a first timer is maybe just listening to the verses and listening to the affirmations. I think that's it. Let me hop back over. Here? No? And see if you have any questions or if I missed anything. This was a lot. See, now you know why we have a full week orientation. So you can find your way around. Candy's here, first time from Canada. Linda from Hawaii, first time. It's working in Tobago in the Caribbean. Hey, Lori already got her book. Anne wants results. Cindy, results, 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 results. No one wants information. Results, 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 please. Results, results, results. Results with a lot of stars. Results. Okay, so then just ignore that. Those weekly trainings. Don't even look at them. Because it'll just overwhelm you. So I say, hey, is that a trick question? Hey, look, I don't need more information. Results. Okay, so that was unanimous. Yeah, Rachel's raising a great question. Two things I see people do, undereat and overcook. Undereat and overcook. Some of you undereat. You don't eat enough. And your metabolism is shut down. And when you do eat, you overcook your vegetables. Everybody wants results. Okay, so let's keep it simple. Someone said, where do you type in the comments? Right there. Diane says, I'm already overwhelmed. Ah! Just be in his presence. The answer to everything is time in his presence. And my highest priority is his presence. My number one priority for this semester is to be in the presence of God. In the presence of God, the possibility for miracles always exists. So be here for 90 days. Don't get off on a tangent trying to absorb information. And I talk about this. We come to the renewal the same way we come to food, and we get in trouble the same way. Oh, there's a whole bag of potato chips. I got to eat it all. I paid for them. There's a whole batch of cookies. I can't waste them. I paid for them. I got to eat them all. And people bring that mindset to the renewal. Like, I paid for this. I know she told me I have lifetime access to it, but I got to listen to all the audios, and I got to read all the transcripts, and I got to get all the information. I got to watch all the videos, and I got to get it all because I paid for it. I got to eat it. Ah! The answer to everything is time in his presence. Dealing with what's eating you and changing what you're eating. We're just going to keep it so super simple. Super simple. Time in his presence. Time in his word. And then we'll add time in creation. Time preparing his food. It's about him, 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 instead of about us, us, us. Teresa lost 30 pounds. Were you in summer? 30 pounds. We had a lot of people in the summer semester lose 20, 30 pounds. Everybody. Lori said, participation changes your life. I agree. Rachel already got her book. Ounces and liters, I don't know. Americans, we are the worst with the whole metric system. But we can get you help. Yeah, look, all these people, I'm not a morning person. Yeah, Jacqueline, we do provide the Recording My Journey in both, and it is on there in both Excel and PDF form. It is there as an Excel. Yeah, you can have as much lemon water as you want. Honestly, just brush your teeth afterwards. I don't like vegetables. Pray for you. Pray for me. I need the anointing of vegetable liking. Because, God, we ask for an anointing of vegetable loving to be released. Which rebounder do I prefer? I thought I had that on. We used to love Rebound Air, and then they discontinued. We could post something up about that. As long as it's got some give, don't get a cheap one. Loving the accountability groups. Yeah, you got to have accountability. Ah, Denise is making a suggestion if Katie is here. For the accountability groups, try to get somebody within the same kind of time zone. Somebody who lives near you, if possible. She said it's kind of hard if you're too far apart. So that's something to think about. Yeah. Someone's like, oh, I wish I could get that Saturday prayer. Now, when we do prayer sessions, we don't tape those. Yes, Kristen is begging you, please include your full address. Kristen's shipping the books, and it's like, you'd be surprised how many people didn't include their full address. How do I get the workbook? I'm assuming you just saw that. We just answered that. I think I answered that. It's on that form. It's on the website. Just tell me what to do. Yeah, a lot of people. Oh, look at this. Check it out. Can we have some coffee, please? A cup of coffee is not a bad thing if you flavor it, you know, if you don't put a lot of sugar and other flavors in it. Just give me the shopping list. Give me the shopping list. Yeah, now I appreciate this woman. This woman's like, you know, I came here because I don't want that anymore. I failed enough at that. And that, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't want people getting so focused on that. And if I see that next semester, I won't have it. I really hear, this is from Madeline. She's like, you know, I did that diet plan thing because it never dealt with what's going on the inside. We're going to see, we're going to experiment this semester with this one new idea and see how it goes. I do not want you focused on, oh, I can't eat this, and I can't eat that, and I got to eat that. I mean, honestly, it's spirit, soul, and body. Can we keep it that way? Spirit, soul, and body. And I agree with you. If that shopping list is going to overwhelm you and trying to prepare that food is going to make you crazy, just don't do it. You know what's going to change your life? 90 days in the presence of God. That's what's going to change your life. Not that menu list. I love that menu. And some people, it makes you happy. But if it's going to make you crazy, don't do it. Yeah, Cindy says same thing. Lists don't change the heart. There's no lasting change without a change of heart. So I'm going to be focusing on that. I'm going to be focusing on what's eating you. But she says, I like the recipes. Can women still join? Yes. Can alumni get the reduced price? No. Jackie says, I'm doing an amazing job. Oh, Lori says that her grandparents were missionaries in Colombia and that her mother was born there. Angela likes my photo. I got to update it. That was my prior photo shoot. Yeah, we're not sure what's going on with the prayer room. We'll figure that out. Someone saying, what is your prayer place? Okay, great question. The prayer place is the place where you go to meet with God. You want to know where mine is? Mine is just a piece of carpet on the floor. That's it. That's what I've got. I went and bought a little carpet. That's all I have. Piece of carpet. I like to pray flat on my back. That's all I have. But other people have taken an old closet and fixed it up and made it pretty. Other people took one little couch. Some people have little, you'll see how creative people are, an area next to their bed on the floor. But find a place in your house, in your apartment, maybe outdoors, a table, wherever, but a specific place and make it nice where you are going to go and meet with God. And I have a video on that. And we could post it. Everyone's like, please don't block the pest. We want it. You would always have it as an alumni. As an alumni, as soon as you're alumni, you'll have access to all that material. But I'm tempted for newbies to block it off. I'm praying about it. Somebody said, keep your before pictures modest. Keep your before pictures modest. Cindy said, the affirmations are the bomb. I listened to them last night. Judy says, I definitely recommend the affirmations, even for first timers. I love to listen to the scripture memory verses for review as I jump on my mini trampoline. Yes, Angela, great question. Day one in the book, September 12th. Day one in the book, September 12th. But there's an introduction, and I would read that. First timers. Yes, there is an Excel version of Record My Journey. It really should be on the website. Got one says, I want information and results. Nancy wants help downloading to her MP3 player. You can post it up on the Facebook group, see if we can find a techie person to help you. What do the hearts mean? I'm not sure. Oh, Isabel's watching with her accountability partner. Yay. Has the book cover changed? No? Yeah, I think so. Sierra's asking, why is the hot water with the lemon? You can ask Dr. Kristen. She's answered that question before. But yes, it is better hot. The book has not changed. Becoming the Woman I Want to Be is the book, and it has not changed in 14 years it's been out. Yes, people can still join. Yes, Jane's saying, after today, I want to go invite some more people. Absolutely. DonnaPartow.com/yes. People can still join. Again, day one isn't until next Monday. So for sure, go get some more friends. DonnaPartow.com/yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything points back to him. Yeah, God changes us, right? We can't change ourselves. It's only God. Teresa was in spring. Vegetable anointing. I'm afraid to fail. See, that's just being honest. I'm afraid. I don't want to fail. You know, most of us, probably 99.9, we've been around this mountain before. And we've tried everything, and the answer is time in his presence. Roberta, I don't like vegetables either, so I hide them in my smoothies. Genius plan. Genius. Yeah, put a bunch of kale and cucumbers and put a bunch of vegetables in your green smoothie. We're getting there. Start with great gusto and lose enthusiasm along the way. I think it's called human nature, but lock arms with somebody. You got to heal from the inside out. Exactly. From the inside out. Oh, Gigi, thank you. She says the Holy Spirit guidance of the WEU approach has been exceedingly helpful. Somebody says, can you repeat the lemon water recipe? You just have lemon and water if you want. Keep it simple. Just to start your morning, just squeeze some lemon in some water. You don't need a recipe. That's for like fasting. Someone says, what if I'm not good at being in a group? Then it'll really stretch you. And it might be just the thing. Maybe. Oh, somebody, Nancy says, my prayer place is my whole bedroom. Yeah, I think that's fine. Somebody wants to add lemon essential oil. I wouldn't do it as a substitute, but I could think you could add it in. Yeah. Angela's like, we got to give the new people some choice recordings. I will be doing that. I will be bringing your attention to some. Yes. Rachel says, how do I find my other two team members? Katie will be leading that. Katie will put up a post, and there'll be a nice infographic just like the one you saw. We'll put that up in the group, and underneath that photo, you can say, hey, I'm Rachel, and I'm from Canada. I'm from Ontario, wherever, and I'm looking for two more people, or hey, this is Angela. I've already teamed up with Lisa. We need one more person on the East Coast. And find groups. Yeah, Judy said to tell you, if you go into the Facebook page, into the file section, you'll find both the PDF and Excel versions of the form. I was sure I put it on the website. That's nice, Gigi. Let me know what those are. Hearts mean we love you. Aww. Somebody said they appreciate the time and thought you give to each person. I have felt included in part of this session. This is a really good question, Nancy. Ask Dr. Kristen if she has an opinion about Perrier mineral water. I think it's good. I think it's hard to drink a lot of it, though, huh? Yeah, here's another one, Jane saying, you know, I'm not feeling it on the shopping list, so skip it. Don't do it. Ask Holy, again, this is going to be a great chance to let Holy Spirit lead. If you're like, you know what, Donna, I did the shopping list thing before. I did the menu plan thing. I did it before. No. Danger, warning. Don't do it. She says, to me, it just gets me too focused on the food and what I'm eating and not focused enough on what's eating me. No. Yeah. So me and Jane are going to stick together. Time in his presence. Time in his presence. Oh, well, sweet. Jane says, Donna, you are being a missionary in this ministry. Yeah, you just got to be obedient. I agree. If you guys haven't listened to the pre-recorded webinar from last month's chapel, what to do when you don't know what God is doing, it has nothing to do with losing weight, but I think I might minister to you. And I kind of share about my journey here in Columbia because I'm like, this is my fifth time in Columbia, and it looks so different from other times. Cindy said to tell you that the book is not the one you're seeing on the screen. This was the old workbook for this class. Hang on. Oh, Deborah, I love you, Deborah, and I just want you to know that I think you're really special, and I think you're really anointed, and I think God has incredible things for your ministry, and I really am happy that you came here, and I think you're meant to be here. She says, I have fallen in love with smoothies. God says he's fallen in love with you. Raya says, I'm addicted to the lemon water and veggies now. Come on, girl. Oh, I wouldn't drink it exclusively. Oh, well, you know, ask Dr. Kristen. Nancy, ask Dr. Kristen about that. She says regular water makes her bloated, but she likes Perrier. Ask Dr. Kristen. Yeah, I don't know if the book is available in Germany. It's a really good question. I know we've had quite a number of German students. I don't know what progress has been made translating materials. One of my leaders, can we find out what happened with that? We had someone last semester working on that. Oh, Carolina's already fasting because it's Mondays. You go, girl. We shared on the webinar that we have a tradition of fasting on Mondays. And she's already starting. That's fantastic. You go. I think it's fine. Oh, Laura said, hey, Donna, be sure you mention your motto of little bits with consistency. Ditch the all or nothing mentality that has taken you down in the past. Little bits with consistency. Little bits with consistency. Little bits with consistency. Minimizes the overwhelm. I agree. Yeah, everyone is in listen-only mode because otherwise we would hear everyone's background. We would hear toilets flushing, dogs barking from 100 people. So everybody's in listen-only mode. You can click the button to raise your hand if you want to talk to me. In fact, we should probably practice that. Aw, so sweet. Cynthia says, I'm blown away how much of time and how much of yourself you personally give to us. Well, thank you. Bless you more. More fire. Fuego. Fuego de Dios. I receive it. Okay. That's good. Gigi, send that to Tina, would you? Because I agree with you that there are some really critical teachings on the gambling spirit, mastering your thoughts, overcoming self-sabotage that we will release. I agree with you on that. That's what we did in the summer, too. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Jacqueline, great question. She said, you mentioned don't even touch the weekly training because it's just too overwhelming. So is next week's live session the first thing we should be doing in addition to reading the book? Yeah, I think so. I think so. That sounds good. And, you know, you can kind of noodle around and listen to the affirmations and listen to the scripture memory verses. Just kind of ease your way in. Setting up your prayer place, just kind of preparing your heart, getting ready. Yep, keep it simple. Don't go into overwhelm. Rachel says she's already got down 32 ounces of water today. Laura says she likes isogenic smoothies. Sounds good. Cindy's quoting one of my famous little isms. This is a Donna Partow-ism. 1 hour of implementation is worth more than 100 hours of gathering more information. Want me to say that again? 1 hour of implementation is worth more than 100 hours of gathering more information. Implement, implement, implement. Whoa, come on, girl. Raya, I didn't even know that. Raya lost 33 pounds. I'm over the moon. Awesome. Well, we've run almost an hour and a half. Let me see if anybody raised their hands and then we'll wrap real quick. Is there anybody who really wanted to share? Oh, Donna, you wanted to give people a chance to share. If anybody has their hand raised. Let me see, just real quick. Does everybody see how you can raise your hand? Lucille has her hand raised. Do you have a question? You have to make sure your microphone is green, and then I'll be able to hear you. Lucille?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, that's all I wanted to know is how I can get responses to you, because I hear you saying, oh, Lucille, somebody is saying this, and somebody is saying that, and I didn't know how to do it.
Ah, you can type into the question box, and there's your dog illustrating our point of why we can't have everybody's in other than in listen-only mode. But then you can raise your hand like Lucille just did, and then you'll be able to talk to me. So I'm going to pray for Lucille. So, Father, we thank you for Lucille. We thank you that she is one who reaches out, just like the woman who reached out her hand to touch the hem of your garment. There's a whole crowd of people, and she's like, you know what? There may be a crowd of people here, but I need to know something. I need help. I need an answer. I need a touch. I'm just going to reach out, and I'm going to raise my hand. And so, Lord, I pray for whatever area in her life where she needs a touch of you, Jesus, any area, spirit, soul, or body, where she needs healing, that what she did right now was even a prophetic act, that it really is that simple, just raising your hand and saying, Jesus, I'm here. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to touch you, and I'm going to make sure that I get what I need. She was determined. The woman with the issue of blood, she was determined to get her answer. And she reached out for it. And others are doing that. Anne, to make sure your microphone looks green. Right now it's probably gray. But you have to click it on your side and it'll turn green. And then I'll be able to talk to you. So we'll give Anne another minute to find the little microphone. Does everybody see their microphone on their control panel? And right now it's gray. You have to turn it green or I won't be able to hear from you. See if we have any others. I want you to talk to me. It makes it so much more interesting. See, we have one more. We have Homa. You are gorgeous. I saw you on Facebook. You're so beautiful. Homa, do you have something? Question. Maybe she was just testing to see how her hand worked. Homa, are you there? No? Okay, well, at least we had one person illustrate how that worked. And again, as I said, this was just an orientation. This was bonus. We still have our full 90 days starting, you know, next Monday. You'll still have all the sessions I promised you. This was just kind of an extra. And I really hope it helped you. And Lori said this was a great introduction. Does this help you? Everybody help? Got a good idea of what you're doing? We'll see you on the Facebook group. God bless.